Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Hello, welcome back, dear listeners. You're just in time for another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. As you must know by now, I'm Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here in Pflugerville, and I'm joined by my newly promoted partner, Sniffy.
That's me. I'm Sniffy, and I'm a dog detective. And though I'm not top-notch yet, I'm still doing pretty well for myself.
That you are, young lad. When I first came to Pflugerville, you were nothing but an eager and rambunctious pup. But now, you've matured into a still very eager and rambunctious pup, but with newly acquired skills of observation, deduction, and problem solving. Plus, your snout is one great sniffer.
That it is, Snoop. That it is.
That snout of yours has led us down many trails, and we've solved many cases because of its abilities. So, brava, my dear Sniffy. But we must remember, following a trail of sense is not the only way to solve a case. Logic, wit, and reason are also of the utmost importance, as well as attention to detail and good social skills for interviewing witnesses and suspects. So, faithful listeners, if you want to be detectives like us, remember these key things.
And keep on sniffing.
Well, yes, I suppose if you have a keen sense of smell as well, use that. But don't rely on just your nose. I certainly haven't, and I'm the top-notch detective here on Bark Street. And I was back in London too. And I don't have a snout like you, Sniffy.
My super sniffing snout is my greatest skill. That's why they call me Sniffy.
Yes, as I've said, this conversation is starting to go in circles.
It is, but we're standing still, Snoop. Should we be walking in circles? Ooh, look, my tail. I'm gonna get it. I'm dizzy now.
Oh, Sniffy.
I always forget when I chase my tail in circles. I start to get dizzy and sick.
Just take a squat and reorient your balance, young lad.
Snoop's really smart.
That I am.
I wish I was as smart as you, Snoop.
Well, that's to be expected. Most dogs do. Ah. Looks like something is afoot, and we can luckily get out of this conversation before we circle back again. Come on, Sniffy, let's go investigate that scream.
It's Lorraine! She's staring at the oak tree and screaming! Why?
Let's find out. Lorraine! I say, Lorraine, will you stop that incessant screaming?
It's a travesty! An injustice! A mockery of nature!
What is?
Oh, look! Look at the oak tree! It's been vandalized, carved, torn up!
Lorraine's right. Someone appears to have carved, or pecked, something into this tree's trunk.
What if the tree is trying to talk to us?
Trees are living beings, but they don't have the ability to communicate through carvings on their trunks.
It was just a thought, you never know.
Well, in this case, we do know.
Okay. Hey, this carving looks like the letter R, with an arrow pointing that way. Maybe there's another message.
It does appear that way.
Snoop! Please find this culprit. I need to give them a ticket for defiling our beautiful oak tree. This will not stand.
Of course, Lorraine. Justice will be served.
Snoop, look, another carving on the willow tree.
What? They got the willow tree too? This is so wrong.
Lorraine, hey, why don't you head back to your shed? We will report to you when we have located the culprit.
Okay, fine. But I want to look that heathen in the face when I give them a ticket.
This carving looks like the letter J with another arrow and a weird sort of symbol.
That appears to be a heart.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Someone, or two someones, are communicating to each other through carvings on the trees. Very interesting. This arrow points to a whole forest of trees just outside the park.
Maybe I can sniff out who's behind this.
Anything?
It smells like... tree.
Ah, so looks like your snout won't come in handy this time. I say we go and have a chat with Fred the Squirrel. He's usually hanging out near the park's pond. Let's go find him.
Snoop, do you think Fred the Squirrel is behind this?
No, I don't.
Then why are we going to see him?
Fred the Squirrel is a creature who spends a lot of time in trees, crawling and creeping around. He may have seen or heard something today that could point us in the right direction. Ah, here we are at the pond. Now, where is he?
Fred the Squirrel!
I meant to do that.
Are you always waiting in the trees above us for someone to say your name so you can come crashing down?
If I said yes, would you judge me?
Fred, as a local tree hangar-outer, can you tell us, did you see or hear anything this morning around the willow or oak trees?
You would think I'd seen something since I'm always hanging out in the trees watching everything, but I didn't.
Oh, darn.
But I did hear something.
What did you hear?
It was loud and annoying. I was actually having a nap and this constant peck, peck, pecking kept sounding off.
Pecking, you say? Intriguing. That sounds like our culprit is most likely a bird with a beak. A beak to peck.
But what bird would peck into a tree? That's not very nice.
Well, it's clear these birds are sending messages to each other, playing a little game. It's up to us to find their next message and figure out where they've gone.
But this carving points to a whole forest of trees. How are we going to find the right one?
We need to recruit some more help to search the forest with us. It's time to call in Agent Poot.
Poot here, reporting for duty.
I must say, it seems all I have to do on Bark Street is say an animal's name, and they appear.
Professor Mittens! It didn't work.
Nice try, Sniffy. I don't think Professor Mittens is behind this one, though.
Poot is here to help, but Poot doesn't know what's going on. Can you please inform Poot?
Ah, yes, Poot. Some mysterious tree carvings have been pecked into the oak tree and the willow tree. They have arrows and the letters R and J carved into them. Now, this message here is pointing into the forest on the park's edge. We need your help in searching the forest to find the next message.
Poot's on it.
That Agent Poot is a fast one. Now, let us venture into the forest to search the trees.
Am I invited too? I know I'm not an agent or anything, but...
Why, of course, dear Fred. This forest is vast, so the more help we can get, the better.
Yay, I'm off.
Snoop.
Yes, what is it, Sniffy? And why are you whispering?
My snout. My sniffs. They didn't work on the tree. What can I contribute now to the case?
Sniffy, like I was saying before, you are more than your super sniffing ability. You've become a top-notch dog detective on your own, even without that powerful snout. Now, don't lose faith. It's time to find those dastardly tree peckers. Into the forest we go. These mysterious tree carvings have been pecked by someone, and we've got a whole team assembled ready to track down the culprits. Now, let's take a quick break before we head into the forest. See you back here soon.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. The tree carvings we found on the oak and willow trees point to the forest of trees just outside Pflugerville Park. It's time for our team of detectives and associates to search the forest for the next carving so we can find the culprits. Let's go!
Is it just me, or is this forest actually kinda creepy? There's lots of spider webs and dark wood, and I can barely see the sun!
Who knew such a creepy forest stood right outside Pflugerville Park?
Certainly seems like a great hideout for some pecking criminals.
Hello! Poot is back with information. I have found the next carving.
Wow, that was fast. How'd you do it?
Poot does not reveal her ways. Follow me.
Oh, there she goes. Hurry, we must follow.
Is Poot a better dog detective than me?
Sniffy, stop doubting yourself. You're a full-fledged dog detective now. There's a reason for that. Plus, Poot's not even a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Voila! The latest tree carving.
Well done, Poot. Ah, yes, this looks just like the other two.
But there are way more words here. It says, to find me, see below.
Ah, this appears to be a riddle.
A riddle? Oh, no.
It's another heart, but inside it says, I once stood tall in the forest, and life once flowed in my veins. But now I'm silent and still. No more swaying in the rains. A grove of trees that once thrived. I'm a memory of the wood where time first arrived.
I'm not good at riddles.
I think I know it.
Stupendous work, Poot.
Oh, wait. I've lost it.
Verily, Once stood tall, life flowed in veins.
Poot does not know.
This is hard. What are the chances we're going to find a grove of deadwood trees in this forest?
By Jove, Sniffy, you've done it.
I have?
A grove of deadwood trees. That's the answer. I'm sure of it. We need to find a grove of deadwood trees in this creepy forest.
Hoot is on it.
I really figured it out.
You sure did. See? I told you, your snout isn't the only thing that can help us solve mysteries. Your brain is just as special.
Did you hear that, brain? You're just as special.
Now, onwards we go to find a grove of deadwood trees. That message, it certainly was trying to lead someone somewhere. And the heart. We may have a pair of bird lovers on our paws.
Ah, so the pecking of the trees is to send a love message. Lorraine should understand that.
We're talking about Lorraine here.
True.
I'm sure we can reason with her, though.
By the way, we haven't seen Fred the squirrel in this forest yet. Hope he's okay.
Did someone say my name?
Fred, why are you carrying so many acorns?
Oh, let me tell you, it's a story. You see, I was searching the trees for these carvings when I came across this super tall tree that had a ton of acorns in its trunk. So I had to gather them up. I'm a squirrel, after all.
True.
But I'm also a tiny little squirrel, so I couldn't carry as many as I wanted. So I just started to eat the acorns, but then I got full. And then I gathered more, and all this incessant loud pecking really was distracting me. So I decided I'd just eat one more acorn, even though I had...
Did you say incessant loud pecking?
Oh, yeah. By the acorn tree, there was this, like, circle of dark, decaying tree or something, and all this loud pecking coming from it. But anyways, so back to the acorn dilemma,
That's it! The grove of deadwood trees!
You're right. That must be it. Fred, where is this acorn tree?
You don't want to hear the rest of my story? I promise it gets better.
I've got the scent of acorns, Snoop. I know the way. Follow me.
Well, I guess I'll eat another acorn by myself.
This way. This way. And it's here.
And there's the grove of deadwood trees. This has to be the place. Proceed with caution. I say, whoever is in that grove of deadwood trees pecking about, do stop and come out. We need to have words with you.
Who goes there?
It is I, Snoop, the top-notch dog detective of Pflugerville.
And I'm his partner, Sniffy. We're here to investigate some tree carvings.
Oh, those.
Woodpeckers, of course.
Yes, we're woodpeckers. I'm Rosa, and this is my husband, Julian.
We were just having a little fun leaving romantic messages across trees. A little game.
You see, it's our one-year marriage anniversary.
Ah, congrats!
Thank you.
Your carvings onto the trees upset some residents of the park. Well, just one, actually.
Oh, we're so sorry. We meant no harm. Plus, that's what we do. I mean, it's how we get our tree sap and nutrition. We're woodpeckers, after all.
That is true. They are woodpeckers. They peck wood.
But of course.
And the trees are more than happy to provide their barks. We just got a little bit more creative this time.
Such sweet, romantic little gestures. I liked it.
But we apologize to whoever's upset. We meant no harm.
That would be best. Just look for the upset duck near the pond. She'll be forgiving if you just explain to her why you did it.
Which one of you figured out the riddle? I thought it was quite hard. I couldn't find Rosa for hours.
It was my partner, Sniffy. He's very smart indeed.
I'm smart.
We'll go fly over to the pond now and apologize. Thanks for finding us and letting us know.
You're welcome.
Another case solved.
And you were right, Snoop. I didn't have to rely on my nose, even though it helped in the end. My brain is just as smart.
That it is, Sniffy.
Now I wonder if those woodpeckers could teach me how to peck. I've always wanted to bang my head into a tree and carve an intricate design. Can that be taught?
Oh, Sniffy. We've done it again. We found who was leaving the mysterious carvings and righted any wrongs. Hopefully Lorraine can forgive these lovebirds. It is their anniversary after all. I'm so glad today that Sniffy discovered he's more than his super snout, and sometimes his brain does work. I'm a very proud mentor. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, I say it's about time we get out of this creepy forest. Which way was it now? Well, this should be interesting. See you later.
Go Kid Go!
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all! What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course! Join Digger Rex, the half-dinosaur, half-digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.